a halt on the journey, a rest, a drink from the well, and the caravan moves on at the setting of the stars.
Well, you gonna stay around Morocco?
No.
Had your fill of the country, huh?
Well, it's not that. It's just... Well, it's completed. It's the end of the episode. So, wherever I am is... wherever I am.
That sounds like sound thinking.
I'm flying back to London. Today. Well, it's been nice knowing you, Kelly.
It's been interesting knowing you, Jack.
Goodbye, Mojo.
Give me some skin. We'll keep in touch.
Okay, Mojo. Goodbye.
Wait, please.
Yeah?
A letter arrived here for you. From the Countess.
Okay. Goodbye.
Yes?
To the airport.
That is 6 kilometers.
Well, it's okay. I'm in no hurry. I've already gotten to where I'm going, I think.
Huh? What you say?
The airport. Now, let's see what the Countess has to say.
Mon cher... I wish to make apologies for what happened to Mademoiselle. It was our belief that the Iodine Kappa could be obtained with little difficulty. We did not fully anticipate the danger involved for both you and Mademoiselle. I apologize for all the inconvenience we have caused. There is a Berber proverb I wish you to convey to me, Sky. For the sake of one rose, the gardener becomes the servant of 1,000 souls. I believe she will understand. To you, Monsieur Shaw, my deepest affection. And for you, there is also a saying. He who touches honey is compelled to lick his finger. And for Casbah Kelly, there is also a saying. The dunghill must make itself smelt before we can breathe the perfume of the town. My parting command concerning all that has happened may be made by stating this final proverb. Le chien, mais la caravane passe. The dogs may bark, but the caravan passes on. Respectfully yours. Catherine, Juliette, Beatrice, Maria, la Comtesse de Sardinia.
Well, as the old Berbers would say, love, pregnancy, and riding upon a camel cannot be hid. Oh, nothing. I was just talking to myself.
Papers lie there helplessly in a pile outside the door. I tried and tried, but I just can't remember what they're for. The world outside is tugging like a beggar at my feet. Oh, that's much too old a story to be. And you know that it's taken a chair. Even though you take such good care of me. Now you say Morocco, and that makes me smile. I haven't seen Morocco for a long, long while. Dreams are rolling down across the places in my mind. And I've just had a taste of something fine.
They're all leaving.
Hmm?
Taxi pull up outside, boss.
So?
So's got some suitcases and Sunny's guys.
That doesn't mean anything. Maybe she's moving in with me.
Or maybe she's moving in with me.
I'm leaving.
Yeah, it looks that way.
You aren't angry, are you?
No. When you came back, it was pretty obvious that, you know. Well, there were other places you ought to go to. You know what I mean?
Don't you two ever get tired of Morocco?
No. At least speaking for myself.
Well, Miss Sunny, sometimes I think about going other places. But where are you going?
I'm taking the boat to Spain, and then from there, I don't know, maybe India, Nepal. Maybe I'll go see the Dalai Lama.
Who's that driving that cab? Is that Juan Fangio? Hey, Juan, what's happening, man?
Well?
Oh, Mikhail.
You sound like a madman.
Frightened?
A little. I'll miss you. Do you ever answer letters?
Sometimes.
Good. Goodbye.
You're seeing you, kid. Hey, Mojo's getting in the taxi with her. What the hell's going on here? Hey, Mojo! Damn. They drove off together.
Now if you see Morocco, I know you'll go in style. I may not see Morocco for a little while. But while you're there, I was hoping you might keep it in your mind. To save me just a taste of something fine.
Came back?
Just adding a little humor, boy. She sure looked beautiful.
Yeah. God, she sure did.
That's it, kids. The end of another adventure serial. And the actors that were involved are as follows. Robert Lorick as our hero, Jack Flanders, and also as Elkaba and King Hassan Bazel. Valerie Namchus as the Countess Zazimia. Robert Lesser as Kasbah Kelly, and also as the gatekeeper. Lee Berg as Sunny Skies, and also as Fatma Tajim. Dave Adams as Mojo. Chitra Nyoji as Lila Ulupi. Jane Trom as Queen Azora. Torian Black as the storyteller, Mustafa. Spooner Duffy as the little Flossie. Dave Herman as the Grand Wazir. And Mark Stone did the voice thing of Tune In Tomorrow. That thing. The Moroccan music was recorded by Paul Bowles, and the background sounds were recorded in Morocco by the author, Meatball Fulton. Incidental electronic sounds by Dennis Colon and Randy Cohen, and Mojo's piano was played by the wonderful George Schutz. The engineer is Virgil Bilecki. If you enjoyed Moon Over Morocco, it'd be nice if you could send a letter or a postcard or give a call and, you know, let the station know. It'll help us to be able to continue bringing you these thrilling adventure serials. And a final word, people have asked us how to obtain copies of these serials, and it's possible to obtain tapes of the complete serial for your own private use. And if you're interested for information and cost, write to ZBS Media, RD1, Fort Edward, New York, 12828. ZBS Media, RD1, Fort Edward, New York, 12828. Wow.
A sponge to wipe out the past, a rose to make the present sweet,
and a kiss to salute the future.
So, if one day you come to Morocco, don't try to look me up. As far as the other characters are concerned, any similarity to persons living or dead is purely deliberate. In fact, all the characters exist. Some were played by themselves, others were played by somebody else. Which is the way it ought to be. Don't you think so?
Well, you know what they say, boss.
What's that, Mojo?
Better a handful of dry dates and content with that than to own the gate of peacocks.
And be kicked in the eye by a broody camel.
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.